Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Jerry Springer's joining us today, you guys.
Yay!
He'll be in studio in about an hour and a half.
Jerry!
What's this, the fifth year?
I think so, fifth year that he's coming
Jerry on.
He just came in 1 year, I guess, well, 5 years ago or 6 years ago, and randomly started singing some Elvis Presley songs.
Yep.
And then I was looking for something to do in my bar in January, and I said, our photographer friend Randy said, "Why don't you call Jerry Springer and see if he'll come sing Elvis Presley songs?" That's exactly how that happened.
Why not?
And so he agreed to, and he's done it every year since. So now it's like tradition that Jerry Springer comes on near Elvis's birthday and sings Elvis songs in the bar. So he'll be here today and singing at the bar tonight.
I think one of the most prized possessions I have is my phone, my last phone. I didn't get rid of it because, remember, a couple years ago, Jerry took his first ever selfie on it.
Oh, really? Right, yeah.
Because we asked him, like, "Have you ever taken a selfie?" And he goes, "No." I'm like, "Well, here. Take it on this thing." So we have the first ever Jerry Springer selfie.
There you go.
I think that's because he still uses a flip phone.
Right.
He does.
Yeah, yeah.
He does.
Speaking of selfies, here is the selfie queen, Elena Davies, who, when she's not playing Connect the Dots on Snapchat on her face, she's making sure Kid Nation is extremely happy on the Facebook.
Oh, thank you for pointing out my pimples.
Well, you did.
I know.
You put it up on Snapchat.
Hey, at least I can make a game out of it.
It's
Everybody
fun.
Likes a good game of Connect the Dots.
Yeah.
You it was just this, the holiday catching up with your face?
I think.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I think I probably could have stood to eat a little bit better over the holiday.
Oh, we all could.
It's
sure.
crazy how much that affects your skin.
It does so
skin.
Much.
Right?
So I need to go get a facial.
So what you got?
But I did see a Facebook message to the Kid Nation Facebook page that I wanted to share with you guys.
Okay.
This is from Mike.
Oh, boy.
He said, "Hey, guys, I tried to call in but never got through. So I have a Kelly New Year's Eve party story you.
Oh, yes. All right.
We won't let this die, Kelly. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love it.
I'm a valet where the party was held on New Year's Eve. I had gotten to work at 7 p.m. on the 31st. And stayed all the way up to 3 p.m. the following day. I tried to make tips and also to meet Kelly because me and my fiance love her. Well, I finally got the chance to meet her when she asked for her car to be brought up from valet. I was so excited. I'd brought her car up hours beforehand just to keep it close for her.
Oh, nice.
Well, Kelly walked out covering her face with her hand, did not say one word to me, and got in the passenger seat. She did not even tip me. Kelly, you hurt my feelings, but we still love you.
Okay,
hope you're feeling better.
Oh, Kelly!
First of all, I wasn't driving. Alan took care of tipping whoever was driving.
Yeah, I would
assume
Alan
I don't
tipped.
Want anybody to think that I was rude. I was sick as a dog and
could
barely get into the car. So I'm sorry, Mike, that
that
came across as rude. I couldn't hold my head up hard.
Hey,
but I wasn't
there.
In charge of driving. I didn't call down for the car.
It was
my boyfriend.
I would have assumed that Alan had taken care
of it. It was Alan
tip.
Who took care of it.
Oh, you're throwing it on
Hello,
Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
No, Alan
did
took
tip.
Care of it.
Oh, Alan did, but not
Kelly. No, I did not tip because I was not driving in that condition.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Even the next day, couldn't drive.
She came out covered
so wait,
her face.
He's mad that
I was
even
so
Kelly
sick.
Wasn't driving that she didn't tip, but Alan tipped.
He wanted to meet her.
That's what bothers me is he's trying to bust me.
I don't know.
For being rude and not tipping.
I think he's just being funny.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he's just being funny.
All right.
Don't
I appreciate it.
Funny.
I'm not going to be mad.
Don't be
but
offended.
I just
he's just being funny.
Come on.
He's just being funny.
Come on. He's just jabbing
he
a little bit. He's having a good time.
You're all right with me.
Alan was very worried about me. I mean, we talked about it later. He's like, I was really worried.
Didn't you
say? Because he said that what really got me is the whole ride home. He's like, you didn't say a word. And I'm like, He's like, because I was really sick. I was sick for like 2 days.
Man, you guys were all lit at that party.
It was bad.
When Justin even did the countdown, nothing was phasing him. He was just standing there.
Oh, like, man. We didn't post that video, did we?
No.
But, okay.
No.
Okay, good. But yeah, someone failed.
Even though it's the one thing that I didn't do anything embarrassing that night for once.
Yeah.
For once.
A lady fell off the stage right next to Justin.
As he's doing the countdown. And he's like,
he was done.
No, okay.
He was done.
Happy New Year. And this girl's trying to take a selfie. Falls off the stage onto the floor.
Yeah.
Justin did not even break. And so he's just talking.
No, he said she fell off
the
stage.
She fell off the stage. And then he said, somebody get her a drink.
Yeah,
yeah, you guys had a good time.
New Year's Eve parties.
It looked fun.
Stories just keep coming.
No regrets.
It's the last one, right,
Kelly? I have lots of regrets because I wish I could remember how much fun I had. I keep hearing it.
Yeah. You had a good time. There's pictures and videos. You can remember watching those.
That's awful.
Live on forever.
We've all had those nights.
Have we?
You were responsible for probably my night like that on my birthday a few years ago. And then Psycho Shannon decided to record me in that state.
Yeah.
Which sucked.
I know. I've never blacked out.
Yeah.
I am drunk.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
And if you want to prove that truth wrong, you're wrong.
That's right. That's a fact right there.
There you go.
Or it was that night. So we've all had those nights, Kelly.
Sure.
I'm with you on that one.
So what is about this long lost raspberry?
Yeah. Tell me about this message you got.
Okay, well, I thought we were doing this differently, but I'll go ahead and do that.
Okay.
So this morning, I got a little message popped up
on
my computer, and so I was like, I don't usually check Facebook messages that early, but I decided to go ahead and do it. It was sent at 11:44 p.m. last night.
Okay.
It said, so, I don't know if you know this, but we're cousins somehow, some way.
Whoa.
Or at least that's what my mom tells me. I'm pretty sure it's like second cousins or something. You're pretty much famous or whatever, and that's really cool. I hope to be successful like you one day. The reason I'm messaging you is because I keep seeing things about you or hearing on the radio. I'm wondering if I have long-lost family members I could meet. 2017 is going to be my year. The past couple of years have been rough.
Uh-huh.
Not that you have to care, but I'm trying to turn things around. I saw that you're setting some goals yourself. I'm not some crazy kid who was trying to mess with you, but I mean all of what I'm saying. I don't expect a reply or anything, but if you'd like to meet up or talk or anything and figure out if we're related, I'd love to. Here's my number if you decide to reach out. Happy New Year. It's 11:44 p.m.
A question. Do you guys share the same last name?
No.
Okay, so she could have been marriage and all that.
At 12:32 a.m. Oh. OMG, I'm so sorry. I just asked my mom. It turns out it's Psycho Shannon. I'm so sorry. I probably seem crazy.
Shannon?
Oh, man.
Shannon's coming in here to verify families.
Family I don't know about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Psycho Shannon for the first time in 2017. How about that?
Can you tell me more about this person?
No, that's all I
got.
I can give you the name. I can give you the phone number. Yeah.
I'd love to call them. They sound really cool.
And inspired by me.
Yeah.
Or me.
Well,
can you see how
she did the laughing crying emoji?
Well, that makes it better.
That is so funny.
This is awesome. Man. New family, and I'm mistaken for you.
That's right.
That's a dream come true.
2017 started off strong for you, Shannon.
I know. It can only go down from here.
No.
No, it's going to stay there.
Yeah, I'm going to call this person, please.
Good,
send me
funny.
The info.
Let's do this.
Yeah, you got to tell us all about that family reunion.
I can't wait.
You guys finally meet each other.
I have family in New Zealand, in Kentucky.
Hold on, how do you go from New Zealand to Kentucky?
I mean, that's where my family is.
Well,
really?
So maybe they'll fly me to New Zealand if they live there.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Please give us your best New Zealand accent, Shannon.
Oh, really?
Yes, since your family's from there.
It's sort of like Australian, isn't it?
Yeah, the one word you know.
Hello.
There you go.
All I got.
There you go.
That is all I got.
All right. How was your New Year, Shannon? What'd you do?
I went up to the 5th floor of my parking garage and watched fireworks. It was pretty awesome.
I wish we had a tape of the first day you were on the radio. You sound exactly the same to me. At least in my head. You haven't changed one bit.
I'm waiting on puberty, I guess. For my voice to deepen or something.
Oh,
okay.
Doesn't that happen for girls?
I don't think it does.
Well, do I sound like a 4-year-old girl?
Well, of course you don't sound like a 4-year-old.
Voice,
but
obviously, gets deeper and more mature.
But you don't talk like this.
Well, no, it's not like that.
Do I sound like a 4-year-old girl?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, a cute little.
Yeah. Make pills for that.
Maybe a teenager.
You called in. I would think you were in high school.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
I'd date you.
Yeah.
If you asked.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, send me that number because I want to go call this person right now.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
She's excited too.
Yay.
It's very, that's a very good letter.
I'm happy to inspire.
That's a very good letter. I like that. Very humbling.
OMG, I just found out.
I valet parked at this place the other day with my girlfriend and I went to brunch. And so I was coming back to my car and this guy goes, hey, you can take a picture with me? I said, yeah, sure. So the valet parker, the guy goes out, valet parker comes back. He goes, you're on TV shows? Yeah. What's the name of it? No, that's Dish Nation. So I get in the car. He goes, so you're Ricky Smiley. Like, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Sure, I am. Let's go with. That's fine.
We were on Dish Nation, by the way.
Yeah. We were. We're not anymore.
Number one asked question right now. What happened?
Yeah, I got cut.
No, I'm finding a lot of people don't know.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't realize.
I didn't know what to do during the break.
Cut over the holidays.
Technically, somebody 2 days ago, they were like, she put her hand on her mouth. She's like,
oh my God, I can't believe I'm meeting you, Dish Nation. Oh my God, I love you. I watch you all the time. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, you don't know what to say.
No, you don't. No,
well,
you don't.
Maybe Jerry Springer can hook us up because he is in with networks.
Yeah, he is.
And he's got a long run, too.
Dude,
you know, after our long TV career, we should be in with networks.
Yeah, but
that's
we're not.
That's not how it works, huh?
Yeah, no. But he's in.
We're still working on that new project, though, from what I'm told.
Yeah, we're still working on a new project.
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
Yeah, we got cameras.
The lights are a little brighter today.
We got a little brighter bulbs
in
the studio.
Bulbs today.
And we got some signage in the studio, finally.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Looking right. We put lights
on.
So
we got everything you need to have a TV show.
Now, who wants to sign?
Oh, we got offers.
Yeah.
We have offers. Jason, you always.
I know we do.
Not allowed to disclose them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have offers.
Yeah, CNN, calm down.
On a need-to-know basis.
Uh-huh.
E-Network, calm down. Everybody calm down.
You calm down.
We're working on something.
There are people fighting over. You think they fought over, what was that girl's name? Megan Fox? No.
Megan Kelly.
Megan Kelly?
Yeah. Well, guys fought over Megan Fox as
well. All right.
Well, she left Fox.
She left Fox. But yeah, they're fighting over us.
Oh, so many fights going on right now.
Ooh-wee.
So we told them to calm down, please.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we'll get back with you.
Yeah.
Our people.
We'll let you know when we're ready.
We're taking a little break.
But right now, we're working on stuff. That's what we're doing. Speaking of working on stuff, how does the Snapchat Bachelor sound to you guys?
Great. Interesting.
Sounds pretty interesting, right?
How does that work?
We'll bring in Caroline Craddock to tell us all about Snapchat Bachelor next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got Caroline Craddock in studio.
Good morning.
She is the CEO of Kids Kids, a.k.a. head lady in charge.
Chief Happiness Officer, I call it.
Chief Happiness Officer. I like that.
Cho.
Yeah.
Cho.
What's up, Cho?
She's about to tell us about Snapchat Bachelor. You're going to want to tune in for this because it's a great idea.
Snapchat Bachelor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, I have some good news since we're talking about Kids. People are already getting into the spirit.
Love
Kids,
it.
Kids,
I
yes. Because the trip's right around the corner, you guys.
We just got back.
I know we just got back, but
getting
it sneaks
ready for
up
the next
on
one.
You.
Yeah, you got to.
So if you kept up with us on our last trip, you remember Peyton?
Yes.
Peyton is the kid. If we have a few videos of him. He challenged me to a push-up contest, mm-hmm. but he does like handstand push-ups.
Oh. Yeah.
Incredibly strong kid.
Yeah.
He does like adaptive training type stuff. Well, his mom sent me a message yesterday. Actually, she tagged me.
Okay.
Renea tagged me on this video, and she said, hey, this little man lives 20 minutes from us up here in Bend. I don't know his family, but we have mutual friends on Facebook. I hope he reaches his goal and much more. So I was like, oh, I want to look at this video. It's this cool looking kid named Kellen, has long hair. I'm
all
like,
right.
This is my kind of dude.
Yeah.
I want to hear what he's got to say, and this is what the video said.
So cute.
Hello, my name's Kellen. I'm almost 7, and I'm going to be 7 on January 10th, 2017, and I'm raising money for Kids Kids, and if you don't know what Kids Kids is, it's a charity for sick kids to go to Disney World and have the funnest time there, and I hope my goal is to get 1,500, and that's how high I want to go with my goal.
So if you get that much money, what are you going to do with that?
We'll send it to Kids Kids and then make Kids Kids have an easier time sending more families.
What if you don't reach your goal?
Even if I get like $5, I'll still send it. So any amount of money you can give. And if you can't get... If you can't do this, then please, then it's okay if you don't. And
and I like Legos.
And I don't know what to go from here.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Oh, what a star!
Sometimes you weren't run out of words.
Money,
way to go,
I don't know
Kellen.
Where to go from here.
Way to go, Kellen.
It sounded like he wanted to threaten people. He's like, that's not the spirit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to threaten people if they don't donate
start
to kids.
Him around
if you insist on giving
me
a present.
So how cool is that little Kellen wants to raise money for
cute.
Kids?
Very awesome.
His goal is $1,500. And we want to help him reach that goal for his 7th birthday. So we'll hook him up with a little
post
link.
On our,
yeah, a little post on Kid Nation.
I
so you can get all hooked up and see maybe he can make more money.
Yeah.
And make his birthday even brighter.
Very cool.
Thank you so much, Kellen. You're a stud. You're a stud. And speaking of studs, many ladies want one.
Oh, yeah.
New segment. Year.
And I got one for you.
New year, new man.
Yep.
Try something new. Why not?
So Caroline sent me, did you snap me, by the way?
No, I texted you.
You texted me.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we talk on Snap.
Yeah.
You texted me an idea, and I was like, this is genius, because I had seen your Snapchat story.
Yeah.
And I was like, Caroline, this is great. Home run.
I think something about being in the mountains just brings out the good ideas in me.
Oh. Yeah, what mountains were you in?
I was in Rio Doso, New Mexico.
Oh, there you go.
Is it a big mountain?
Yeah.
Snow on it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Al doesn't want that one. Al wants to climb a mountain this year.
Al, he can climb in the summer.
Yeah, I can climb in the summertime.
Yeah, summer.
Okay. Snow melts. Okay, anyway.
And then you can eat some green chili.
Yeah. Got it.
Anyway. So I was in the mountains with my friend Nicole and Daniel and Daniel's friend Mitchell, who's my friend who I've known for like 3 years. And he's single and he's 30 and he's hot and he's got a good job. He's smart. He has a master's degree.
Whoa.
And so
shout out.
We've heard about what his like you got a master's degree out?
Well,
yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. So we heard about his failed dating in the past and I got kind of sick of it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to put a picture on Snapchat of you and put your phone number on there and see what happens.
And put his phone number on it?
Yeah.
She did.
And I really did it kind of as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
But
wow.
I got like maybe 50 screenshots of the phone number so that they could text him. And then I put another snap and I said, screenshot if you want to date with Mitchell. And I got over 100 people that screenshotted this.
What's photo. He like? He's got like a cool beard.
He's got longer hair.
Longer hair.
Yeah. He's from Alabama. If you're watching Kid TV, you can see a picture of him now. He's very cute.
Love a boy.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that if he walks into the bar, you grab your girl and bring her a little closer.
Yeah.
You know, he's that good-looking guy.
And he's from Alabama, so we call him Bama.
Uh-huh.
So then this kind of just spiraled, and the next morning I was taking a shower, and I was just like, oh, this is it, Snapchat Bachelor.
Yeah.
So.
What are we going to do here?
We are going to put Mitchell.
Uh-huh.
As a Snapchat bachelor, so if you are, we have all this criteria. If your age is 24 to 32.
This is like his criteria.
His
really?
Criteria, mm-hmm. Yeah. And single, obviously, because I got a lot of married women that were like, oh, no. I'm like, no.
New year,
like,
why not?
No, there. Probably single would
what
be
What about
great.
Separated?
No.
Let's just go and go with single.
Okay. Yeah, just single.
100% single right now.
And preferably no kids.
Okay.
Probably. So, I get that.
Because, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, if you've never had kids of your own,
yeah.
I get that.
I think he kind of wants to start a family.
The older you get, that kind of falls lower on the rung of priority.
But he's 30, so he's young. And so I already put an ad out on my Facebook saying, hey, email me if you know. And I've gotten so many eligible girls. I can't I've gotten probably 70 emails of beautiful, smart girls. So we're going to open it up. And if you're interested or know, I got a lot of moms that nominated their daughters and best friends and sisters. Email me at snapchatbachelor@gmail.com.
You even got the email?
Oh, yeah. And the URL.
Come on.
So I want three pictures because I'm going to be picking.
You're casting.
You're the
10
Chris
girls.
Harrison.
Yes, I'm the producer.
Uh-huh.
And Elena and Nick are going to help me choose because I need a guy's input too.
Right.
So three pictures and just a little bit about why they want to date Mitchell, a little bit about themselves.
Okay.
Okay.
And each week, we're going to have Snapchat challenges.
I was going to say, where's the Snapchat part?
Yeah, so I also add the Snap Batch.
The
Snap Batch.
Okay.
On Snapchat. I know.
Sounds so dirty.
We're going to post. Yeah. we're a couple letters from like.
The
Snap Batch.
All this will be posted at kidnation.com.
Yeah,
so if you're driving, don't worry about writing it down.
But it's B-A-C-H, not because it's Bachelor.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's Batch.
The Snapchat Bachelor was already taken, so.
Really?
Well, it was too long. It had like over 15. So
okay.
I didn't want to like, you know, take out an E or something.
The Snap Batch.
The Snap Batch. And Kid Nation, y'all can follow this on Snapchat. And I'm going to be uploading the girls' challenges every week. And we're also going to have a little audience participation. And you guys can pick immunity. So who you guys want to be safe for the week, you can pick.
Cool.
Based off of the Snapchat challenges.
Okay.
Will you include the obligatory black girl that gets kicked off in the first or second week?
No.
Okay.
I'll keep her.
It's a different year out. This year, the first impression went to...
It did. Went to a sister, right? Yeah. Rachel, right?
Is Neil Lane going to make an appearance?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Will he give a 15-second spiel about
rings? Probably, yeah.
I actually like this, though, because I think I could tell in 15 seconds if I
would
be interested in someone or not.
So, and he's not going to meet these girls
not
only through Snapchat?
At the end, yeah.
Okay.
So we're still kind of figuring out, but I think we might, he'll meet maybe 3 to 5 girls. Because you got to meet, you got to have that chemistry. Yeah. But
you got to meet in like New Zealand or somewhere. Needs to be a helicopter.
Yeah, we're
going to
send them.
Well, we don't have that budget, Al.
We need like a no pretty filter rule, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. No pretty filter.
What about the puppy filter?
Puppy filter's okay.
Yeah.
What about your good friend Daryl filter?
Daryl's always okay.
Okay.
Daryl's everything.
You can do that one.
Yeah. Right.
Your good friend Daryl.
Daryl.
Snapchat Bachelor.
Snapchat Bachelor.
All the details at KidNation.com.
Yes. Right.
Sounds fun.
3 pictures. Why do you want to date Mitchell? And 18 to what?
No. 24.
I'm trying to hook him up.
No 18-year-olds, please. Yeah,
all right, 24.
What if you turn like 33 tomorrow?
That's okay. We'll make an exception.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, give or take a couple years.
Yeah. We'll,
all right.
If you're cute.
Yeah.
How they are, the more exceptions
Well,
there
it's so funny because I've gotten so many emails and it's all nurses.
Nurses. Really?
Yeah, and I think because they don't have time to date, you know, because they're so busy at work. So
totally the case.
And they're all beautiful, and we've had a lot of flight attendants who are obviously out of town a lot, which is okay.
Yeah.
You know? I'm kind of down for that.
Yeah.
That way you can go out, go party with the boys.
Yeah.
Have some guys night. And you know, a nurse will take care of you. She knows how to
Absolutely.
Take care of people. That's the best one to marry right there.
Yeah.
Cool. I can't wait.
I know. It's going to be fun.
What? I'm biased.
Nurse will take care of you.
I want to be a nurse. Does he have to ask her to marry him at the end?
What?
No, I'm not.
No, okay, we're not gonna.
Well,
that's how the Bachelor
always works out so well for the Bachelors.
It's worked out the last couple times.
I don't think JoJo.
They're not married.
Is doing okay with Jordan?
They're not married.
Yeah, but they're engaged.
I don't think we need to hurry a marriage.
Okay. No.
Yeah, at some point though, we do want all 70 girls in a hot tub. Right?
I don't remember saying that.
She said 10 girls.
No. 10 girls.
And I didn't say anything about a hot tub.
Yeah, all right. I'm just trying to throw my little 2 cents.
What about a picture in the hot tub?
Yeah, there you go.
Just for Al.
How tall is Mitchell?
He's 6 foot.
Oh, good question.
No, 6'1". He's 6'1".
I just saw that text. I always forget. And I know that that's like a crucial detail
it is.
To
it's
girls.
Important.
Okay, he's 6'1".
6'1".
6'1".
All right.
And well-built.
Well built. He was an ex. He was a college athlete. He was a swimmer in college.
Swimmer's body.
Swimmer in college.
He looks good in a Speedo.
He wears Speedos
so
still.
He has a good back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't still wear Speedos, but I can imagine.
Just for competition purposes.
Just checking. All right. All right, coming up next, it's time for our first world problems. I got a first world problem. I know I got a bunch of girls going, I'm 22 years old. Now I can't date Mitchell. Sorry.
Sorry, babe.
That's what he wants. That's what he wants.
You know, I'm proud of him for not being like, we'll take a 19-year-old. You know, because so many guys would, but he wants someone a little bit more adult.
24 is plenty young.
Yeah, I think that's perfect.
But we need you to give us a call, Kid Nation, at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
These are those problems. You feel bad complaining about these things that are going on in your life. Like maybe your backup cam is all frozen over and you can't see when you're backing up. You actually got to look in the rearview mirror. Right. That's a first world problem.
It is.
That's how we had to do it back in the day. We want to hear all about yours coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got a Throwback Thursday coming up for you in about 20 minutes.
Sweet.
To hear the beautiful voice of the Kid Craddock.
Oh,
and reminisce about the time Kelly got her mommy makeover.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, so we'll flash back to that with our Throwback Thursday. But right now, it's time for First World Problems. First World Problems. Yes. The things you complain about.
Yeah.
And when you think about it a little deeper, not that bad.
Not that bad.
Worst things going on in the world. That's why we give you the platform to get it off your chest here on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. For example, on the text, by the way, our phone number, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
From the text.
Yeah.
But you can text us with the same phone number. I'm a 26-year-old straight married man, so I can't date Mitchell. First world problem. I think it's a genetic problem. Yeah, we're doing a Snapchat Bachelor with Caroline Craddock. A lot of people are asking why she not date him. Because Caroline's all about giving back to the community.
That's right.
That's right.
Sometimes you can have a really great guy friend. The chemistry is just not right for you, but you want your friend to find someone.
Exactly. You want to keep him as a friend instead of risking it and losing him forever. My lips are so chapped because my toddler has learned how to give me kisses.
Aww.
Hashtag first world problems.
It's not a first world problem. That's sweet.
It's a beautiful problem.
See, I don't think people understand what first world problems are.
Give us an example, Kelly.
Well, it's like people who live in third world countries, they can get kisses from their children.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
but they don't have, you know, iPhone 7 issues.
Here you go. This one, this one's up your alley, Kelly, speaking of iPhones.
Okay, all right.
I'm so used to my new phone with the thumbprint lock that when I got Super Glow on it and I couldn't unlock it, I forgot my password, so I can't use my phone.
See, there you go.
First world problem.
That's
there
first world problem.
Yeah, what do you do then?
I went to authorize my computer because to go into the iTunes store, you have to authorize your computer.
Yeah.
And it said, you have over 5 devices authorized already. You can't authorize anymore. That's a first world problem. I don't even know what they are.
How do you unauthorize an old device?
Yeah.
Maybe that, I don't know. You need to go down to the Genius Bar and find out.
Yeah.
You don't even have those devices that you need to. I think you can unauthorize all, but...
Yeah, and then, yeah, I don't
then
know.
Then what do
I
you
don't.
Do?
I don't know.
Well, authorize when he's on.
Yeah.
I have the front space parking for being employee of the month. Congratulations. But the doctor's massive truck blocks me from backing out at the end of the day, so I have to wait. First world problems.
Never sneak out early. Yeah. That's his evil plan.
These are first world problems.
Those are first world problems. We'll go to the phone right now.
All right.
Oh, we all know how Kelly feels about hot tubs.
Yeah.
I love hot tubs.
So you're probably not going to want to go hang out at John's house. Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
All right, John, you have a first world problem for us?
Yes, sir. Me and wife were in the hot tub the other night, and she was complaining that it was a little bit too hot. So I go get some ice out of the refrigerator and cool it down a couple degrees. Hashtag first world problem.
How much ice did you put in it?
He fixed that problem.
Like a couple of ice cubes.
Yeah, how much ice did you throw in there?
I think probably about 5 or 6 cubes. Let's drop it down to from 104 to about 101, which is a good
5 cubes took your hot tub
no, you
down 5
not.
Degrees?
What kind of hot tub is it? What is it like hot? It's like a hot cup.
5 cubes.
That makes no sense.
Well, maybe he's got those huge cubes.
He said it happened.
You know what I'm saying?
No, actually, he went and got the rapper Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Dropped him.
It's Ice T, Al.
Thanks, John.
Either one.
Ashley also has a new hot tub.
So my mom just bought a new 133 jet hot tub, and the jets are so strong that it pushes you up. And there's not a handle to hold you down. Hashtag first world problem.
That is strong.
Yes. That's a lot of jets.
How many jets? 100 and what?
133.
Wow.
Mm. If you ever need to cool it down a little bit, drop 5 ice cubes in that bad boy.
You got that, Ashley?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Precisely 5.
I haven't been in a hot tub in a long time. Just because I don't have access
tubs.
To one.
Well, yeah. I'm going to get one.
Are you?
I'm going to save
will
up
you guys,
and get one.
Will you guys invite me over?
Yeah.
All right.
I've been looking through Craigslist to see if I can find one.
A used one?
Oh, you don't want a used hot tub.
What's wrong with that? They'll clean it.
No, no,
it'll
no.
Be all
no.
clean
I
and
know,
stuff.
I don't think chlorine keeps anything clean.
Yeah.
I guess.
As long as it's in working condition, I'll buy it.
So you want emails?
Huh?
You want emails?
No. I'll look myself. Thank you. I don't require emails right now.
All right.
You have a gently
used
fine
hot tub.
No, sir.
Just Snapchat it to JC.
Even if it's not gently used, if it was roughly used, that's fine.
Maybe you can show him how you used it.
Roughly used.
I want a roughly used hot tub. Yeah, that's what I want. Make sure it withstands everything.
I can't even move into a house. I mean, it's one thing. I have to replace the bathtub.
Yeah.
When I move into a new house. I mean, that's how I cannot comfortably ever in a tub unless I know it's brand new. That's just me.
Yeah.
I replace all the toilet seats because I'm not going to replace the whole toilet. Well, I have in a couple instances because they're kind of short. Man, I'm tall, too tall for some toilets. But for my, when I move into a new house, I replace the bathtub.
You do?
Yeah.
I need the tall girl potty.
I just can't, knowing what probably happens in used hot tubs,
nobody.
That makes me mental.
Oh, use hot tubs,
I could never do a used hot tub.
Bathtubs, like, nobody uses their bathtub.
Bleach the bathtub?
I can't. I can't. I have to get a new bathtub.
Wow.
When we were looking for a house, we found a house that had a hot tub already put in and everything, so they couldn't take it. But it had tiki torches. And something about the tiki torches ooged my wife out. Right next to the hot tub as you're entering the hot tub. They had like those tiki torches.
Well,
and she said it just weirded me out like they did naughty things in there because of the tiki torches.
Yeah, I just can't.
But if it didn't have the tiki torches, she would have been like, it's a regular hot tub.
Take those out, can't you?
Exactly.
Anyway.
Like, what? No, it just messes with your head.
It's weird.
All right, back to the phone.
Let's go to Cody.
Yeah.
What's up, Cody?
Hello.
What's going on?
So my first word problem is algebra 2. I'm a junior in high school, and I despise algebra or any kind of math.
Oh, algebra 2 is pretty tough.
Hashtag first word problem.
Yeah. How are you doing in algebra so far?
Well, I got a D in it, and it's not going up. It's going down, so.
You know, the bright side, you're not going to ever use it ever again.
Yeah.
Unless you're like a mathematician for a living or something.
You might use it for certain things here
and there.
You
got to find someone in your class that's really good at it.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I just would find a girl or a guy that was really, really good at the subject and be like, hey, will you be my study partner? Just teach me.
Well, here's $5. Do my homework.
Well,
no,
the problem with the math is you got to learn it for a little bit. You at least got to figure out how to do it for the test.
You could always see who was paying for other kids to do their homeworks when the test time came around because they're getting 100% on their homeworks, and then suddenly they get an F. You're like, how's that happening, dude? All right, Cody, good luck, man. Thanks for calling. Hey, Jude.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Go ahead, buddy.
My first world problem is I was at my house. My dad made me hot chocolate, and it was too hot. Then I waited too long, and then it got too cold.
I hate when that happens.
With those 5 ice cubes.
I hate when that happens.
All comes back to the 5 ice cubes.
You can't time it right.
You missed the sweet spot.
Yeah.
See, that's when algebra comes in handy right there.
So true. I feel ya.
It's a math to make sure the hotness is still there for you. Thanks, Jude. I'm sorry, man. Hopefully you still sort of enjoyed it.
I've been finally getting into that Yeti cup. You know, people gave us that Yeti cup?
Yeah.
So, because it is like too hot to drink when you first put it in there, right?
Yeah.
But then I'd want to take it to the gym over Christmas break. I'd leave it in my car. I'd go work out for an hour. I'd come back. Perfect drinking temperature.
There you go.
Yeah.
An hour later in that Yeti cup. It is just the greatest invention.
I love the
it
Yeti
really
cup.
Is.
Yep. Love the Yeti.
Lisa, you got some twins, huh?
Yes, 2-year-old little girls.
What's going on?
Come on.
Walked in the bathroom this morning to find them cleaning my toilet with my toothbrush and my toothpaste. That's my first real problem.
No.
That's a problem.
No.
That's a big
luckily
problem.
Luckily, I have backup.
Oh, you got a backup? Okay, good.
What an electric toothbrush,
always.
Was it?
No. I always have backup.
Man, the heads for the electric toothbrush are so expensive.
Hey, look at the bright side. At least you caught them. What if they?
That
done it?
Is the bright side.
Yeah, they put
side.
It back in there. No.
Yes. Oh my.
That's looking on the bright
they
side.
They
have
disposable electric ones now.
Yeah,
but really? Vibrate.
Yeah,
know,
you throw them away
just,
when the.
I've never had a fancy electric toothbrush.
I've never have either.
Just because they're
get
so
one.
Expensive, and I always want to. I like using new ones. So yeah, but you can get the little vibrating ones.
Yeah, I got one. My wife got it for me as a present. But, man, you got to
put the little...
I bought one, like, too, and it's still sitting in the box because I don't want to read the instructions.
Oh, man, it's just... And you got to make sure it's charged.
That's
it's
lazy.
It's the truth. Well, every time you go to the dentist now, they're all pushing electric... These
really?
Toothbrushes, they're pushing
I'm
them.
I'm getting a kickback. Bro.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going on, but my mother said, and she goes to a different dentist, she says, she got the same thing as soon as you sit down. You really need this toothbrush, so I drank the Kool-Aid and ordered the dang thing. They're real cheap, by the way.
Nope.
But the dentist isn't getting a kickback because I don't buy it through the dentist.
Anything that I have to replace the head on, like whether it's a toothbrush or a razor, like I can't do it. I just have to buy disposable. Because then I'm at the CVS or wherever and I'm like, I don't even know what kind of razor I have to buy the right kind of blades for it. So I just buy the disposable ones for everything. I can't.
Well, they make you feel like you're dirty because I brush my teeth twice a day. Well, you don't use an electric toothbrush. You know, and so I feel so guilty that I bought the thing. But, JC, have you read the box? Have you opened the box yet?
No, yeah, I use it. I didn't read anything.
You didn't read anything? I didn't even open
What's
it.
What's it
I'm
say?
Like, so lazy. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
The instructions.
Opened it.
There's instructions for brushing your teeth?
It's like, yeah, I've had it for 6 months. I can't even bring myself to open it to read it.
I opened it. I saw a charging dock. I put it in there, plugged it in, and I pulled out the toothbrush, and I stuck it on the charging dock.
Oh,
and then,
that's so hard.
Then I pushed the button. It does have settings on it. I don't know what the settings are.
Know.
It all feels the same to me.
Yeah.
I mean, they have whitening setting. They have a brushing setting.
What?
They have a... There's like 5 settings.
Whitening and a brushing?
Yeah. Oh, they have a tongue setting for your tongue.
So hard.
Whatever happened to just like circles?
Yeah.
Circles.
Up and down.
Maybe
circles,
not even. Just circle, 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 front, tongue, spit, done. I don't get it. What's so difficult?
I don't know. Circle, circle, tongue. What? What was that? What's your
Stop brushing? Stop it.
What's your brushing?
Swoosh.
Let's stay in the twin category with Michelle N. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are y'all?
Doing good. Great. So you have some twins as well, huh?
I do.
I feel weird saying you have twins to girls. So you have kids.
I do. I have twin 6-year-old boys.
Uh-huh.
And I got them, they got to pick out their lunch boxes, and they picked out the Hot Wheels lunch boxes. And the problem is that they have LED lights on them.
Oh, boy.
And we live outside of Savannah, Georgia, so when we are going to school, it's super early and it's super dark out in the country. And so if I hit a bump, the lights go off, and it looks like there are police cars behind me pulling me over because the lights go blue and red and flash, and it's bouncing off the glass. And I keep forgetting that they're there. And
you keep pulling
every
over?
Every day I go, crap! Hashtag virtual problem.
Hashtag virtual problem.
I like that.
That's a fancy lunchbox with LED lights. Man.
Lights up and everything. New TV alert for Alicia.
Yeah. Husband and I got a 55-inch screen TV for Christmas with a good Blu-ray player and a nice sound bar. So we order a TV show off of Amazon to watch, or I should say he orders a TV show for us to watch.
Uh-huh.
We just got it in, and it's German.
Oh, no.
It's German?
German. It's in German, so they can't watch it.
Oh, my God.
We have been waiting since Christmas to get this TV show because Netflix has taken it off of their
cute. Yeah.
That's funny.
Maybe they can do closed caption and then do the English
translation. It's not the same, though. The mouth doesn't match.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Enjoy your new TV, though. We'll take one more here.
I think it's LG that just came out with a TV that's so thin. It says, like, 2 or 3 quarters thick, like quarters in your pocket. That it's 0.2 inches thick, the whole TV.
Are we ever going to get to the point?
That sounds gorgeous.
Right?
I have news.
What?
You got the TV that Kid gave us at that Christmas party many years ago.
Yeah, I still have mine.
Mine died.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
What happened?
I turned it on, it went, and that was it.
Really?
Yeah, and it's done.
It just tooted?
And and once they're done, you can't get them fixed. I mean, you might as well just get another one. I'm not going to say they're cheap,
but
it's just
10 years old, right?
But I was just sad. I was like,
it's about 10 years old. And it's so heavy compared to the new TVs.
It has the big back.
Oh, my. Not the big back. It's still thin.
It's still thin, but it's several versions ago. Yeah, it was about 10 years. Was it 10 Christmases ago?
Yeah, it was 10 years ago. It's like, it was when I got here, so it's 10 years old. My first Christmas here.
Wow.
10 years old.
Yeah, and my girlfriend that worked here quit the week before the Christmas party, so she didn't get a TV.
Who was
Amy.
It?
Amy.
Oh, Amy.
Yeah.
You can have Kelly's now.
Yeah.
Brooke. Hi.
Are you kidding?
No, you're kidding.
I thought she hiccuped.
Oh,
I thought she barked.
Yay!
What's up, Brooke?
Hopefully this makes up for your first world problem. What happened?
Y'all, I was in Texas for a week. I came for a cousin's wedding, and we did so much stuff. And then on our last day when we were leaving, I was like, I've got to go see the Kid Credit Studio and maybe meet some of them. I knew y'all were on vacation, but I just had a little bit of false hope.
If one of us might have showed up with our work ethic.
You're thinking we're going to have
strong work ethic.
We're going to be here during vacation.
You never know how motivated people are.
Yeah, right, right.
So I get there, and nobody's there.
Yeah.
I mean, those little people that work out front or whatever, they were there. And so I walk in like an idiot, and I'm like, I'm here because I'm a devoted Kid Craddock fan.
So the door was unlocked?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, great. After the robbery, the door was unlocked. Okay.
Did you take
but I was so sad because George was there, and so he took me on a little tour of the studio, and I got to stand where y'all stand and be all happy. I was on cloud 9, and then y'all weren't there.
I'm sorry. At least you got to meet hot boss George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get a souvenir laptop?
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I did get my picture with him, and he was like, don't post this on social media.
He's so weird about that.
Listen. That's his thing.
I was like, dang.
That's his thing, Brooke. He tells you don't post it on social media, which means post it on social media.
Yeah.
Get a bad taste in his mouth, and the next time, if I ever get to come back to Texas, he'd be like, you're not allowed in here.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, oh, man. My God. I love y'all so much.
Love you too, so Brooke.
Love you, Brooke. Glad you Sorry we missed you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to y'all, too. And Big Al, I did, like, fight to come to your bar, but my mom said no, so whatever.
Hold on, is that Jerry Springer just standing out front of our
yes,
studio?
Yes, Jerry Springer standing
out front. Watching
the show. Here. Someone let him in.
Somebody
chilly. I haven't put my makeup on yet. I feel so bad.
Bye, Brooke.
Thank you, Brooke.
We love you.
Next time, okay?
Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. If you meet George, he'll always say, "Hey, man."
So when the random person comes by, the door's open, but when Jerry Springer comes through, the door's locked.
Wait, yeah, right. He probably didn't try to open it because surely he thinks it's locked. All right, we got Jerry Springer in studio. We'll talk to him next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have a bonus first world problem real quick before we get to our guest.
Mm-hmm.
Big Al Max so broke, he's selling all his stuff on 5 Mile. Hashtag first world problem.
I saw. You know what? It's a good app. I sold my scooter.
Yeah.
And I sold one of my bumpers for my Ford truck.
Yeah. You sell that exercise bike.
I probably will. Yeah.
Well, he's got to sell all that to make money to pay for Mr. Jerry Springer.
Jerry, please. Thanks so much. Yeah, well, you ought to. I can see why you need the money. You don't have any chairs here.
Yeah. We have some bad
Very
news.
Very sensitive topic around here, Mr. Springer.
I don't mean to make fun. You were what? Someone rob you?
We were robbed.
Yeah, oh, you really were?
Yeah, we were robbed. Yeah.
Oh.
Look, they took everything.
Right before Christmas.
They took our TV show.
Oh, yeah. So you hear we're no longer with, I know you were a big fan of Dish Nation.
Yeah. I was, yeah.
We're no longer part of that.
We got cut. Yeah. We got cut over the holidays, yeah.
So you won't have to do that this year.
So
what? Oh my gosh! So what a horrible Christmas.
If you have anything,
how's your show doing, Jerry?
You have anything open?
I'm fine. We're in year 26. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh! How insensitive!
Oh! No, I love it. Oh. I'm glad.
You mean your show didn't last 26 years? loser.
No, it's still on. It's just not with us.
Yeah. We decided we wanted to go in a different direction.
Yeah.
That's what normally happens. Yeah.
Yeah, we decided we're going on a different direction. Yeah. You told us we should.
We decided we'd be on the Jerry Springer show instead. Oh. So yeah, they took our cameras and they took chairs. And it was just laptops.
Took the laptops from a lot of people who left them here thinking everything's safe at work.
And maybe a guest on your show coming up. You know, if you have a guy that shows up with several chairs and laptops and, and cameras.
TV cameras.
Well, we needed a few because we always throw ours on our show.
I follow.
We needed some extra chairs, but I don't think it was. Well, let me check with some of our staff.
Jerry.
Does anything still shock you on your show? Is somebody, you're like, wow, I've never heard this problem or seen this before. I mean, it's probably the same stuff just repeated, right?
Yeah, pretty much so. But I don't think you could, the honest answer is I don't think you can be a grown-up in today's world and be shocked by anything anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, you may be shocked that it happens to someone you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's shocking.
Yeah, but there's no situation I could describe that you would honestly say, I didn't know that happened in the world. I mean,
the
headlines.
I'll tell you what. If you're not following Jerry's show, like the Jerry Springer show on Instagram, you're missing out because they do all the behind the scenes stuff,
right.
Like while you guys are taping.
And you think humans have gotten worse though over the 26 years you've had a successful show, just as a race? Like you think the human race has just gotten worse?
Yeah. Humans? What are humans? We don't have humans on our show. You're a human. You can't be on our show. Yeah. Humans? What are humans? The serious answer is, no way. It's just that we have social media now. We have more technology. We know more about it.
Yeah.
But all you have to do is, I mean, whether it's the Bible, literature, Shakespeare, anything that is ever on a television show today was written about in the Bible, in Shakespeare, in great literature. I mean, everything from all the dysfunctional behavior you can think about. There's nothing new. I mean, on a serious note, we had a Holocaust before anyone had a television set. So what?
Well,
how can it get worse?
Yeah,
behavior didn't get. You know, we had slavery and lynchings before anyone had. So it's just that nowadays if something horrible happened in your neighborhood, you would know about it. People would talk about it at the town square or when you're in the shopping market or whatever it was. But nowadays, your neighborhood is the whole world because of Twitter and Instagram.
I know last time you joined us, we got you to take your first selfie.
Yeah.
Have you taken any more since then?
I've been asked by the authorities never to take my picture again.
Oh, really?
Oh, people got hurt looking at my picture.
No.
I did see that you finally got the iPhone going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did get that. I got...
you don't have the
iPhone
anymore?
If you want to talk technology,
what?
I'll tell you technology.
Tell
this
us, Jerry.
This is not a joke. This is true, and I'm still steamed about it.
Okay.
You're worried that you got robbed. Boo-hoo. Well, the other night... Okay, so we're asleep. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. All of a sudden, I am zzzz, this alarm, and we think, "Oh my God, is this? Check our phones. Is this an Amber Alert? Is it a tornado coming?" We're scrambling around the house, go into the bathroom, looking around. What is this noise? This alarm? It's my electric toothbrush.
Hey. You're just talking about electric toothbrush.
We were.
How did it get turned on?
Well, I don't know. It started to go on. So I'm looking. I said, "Oh." Listen, Mickey says, turn it off, honey. And I said, I'm trying. You couldn't turn it off.
It's a Bluetooth.
The button messed up.
It wouldn't stop. So it just keeps going. So I said, well, what are we going to do? So I said, I know. I'll put it in the drawer, put a bunch of, towels around and stuff. She said, you'll start a fire. You can't do that. And then we said, well, why don't I dunk it in the bathtub or something and pour water. He said, you'll get electrocuted. I don't know. You get at 4 a.m, who knows?
That you're delirious at that point.
Throw it outside the house. We can't. The neighbors, they'll think there's an alarm going off. The police will come, security.
No.
My stupid. And you can't, those electric toothbrushes.
You can't take it out.
You can't. No. You can't. And we're honestly, this is going on for 45 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Now we are steamed. And we don't want our grandson to wake up because, you get a kid up at 4 a.m, he's going to stay up the rest of the day. We're going nuts. And then Mickey says, well, what do you call it, an iPhone?
Yes.
Why don't you Google and write in.
Really?
This saved him.
Yes, I Googled, how do you stop an electric toothbrush from running?
Yeah.
And by gosh, there was this guy, I think from the Czech Republic. He's got a video. And he's on there with an accent explaining how to do it. It didn't do us any good because apparently you can unscrew the bottom. But if you look at today's, you can't unscrew the bottom.
No.
It's just
like that metal little groove thing you put on the charger.
Exactly.
Oh, so you have like a nice electric toothbrush.
You can't get it out. Now we're smashing it. We're going crazy. And there's all this plastic from chipping away all over the... It's horrible. You think you got problems in Syria.
Yeah.
You try turning off
an electric toothbrush.
We should have had Jerry on First World Problems with us.
Yeah. I'm okay now.
Oh. I'm sorry, Jerry.
Oh, man. I'm glad you made it through that.
Did you get another one, though?
Well, I have one that I travel with, so that is. But I'll never, ever, from now on, I'm going to use my own arms.
There you go.
To go up and down.
Fingers work fine, yeah.
Right. You were just talking about not waking up your grandson. You got him a really cool Christmas present. Was it for Christmas?
Yeah, yeah. He's in the second grade now, and, we read every night, and he was reading this book, How Babe Ruth Saved Baseball. He's a big baseball fan.
Wow.
So on his Christmas list, one of the things he put on was an autographed baseball by Babe Ruth.
Those are very tough to come by, Kelly Raspberry.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
imagine.
Katie, our daughter, his mom, calls me and says, Dad, one of the things on his list is an autographed baseball from Babe Ruth. I said, what? She says, I know you're not going to be able to get it, but I just want to let you know. Thanks. Feel guilty.
Yeah. Your dad is Jerry
now
Springer. That's what
we're
you say.
Scrambling and looking around the country, and we found one. We sold the house.
Yeah. his whole trust fund. Yeah.
And the whole trust fund. He's not going to college now, but he's got a baby. And it's so cool because it was also, by the way, I should tell you, also the sweet spot is signed by Babe Ruth. And the elsewhere on the baseball, Lou Gehrig signed it.
You got Lou Gehrig and
on the
Babe
same
Ruth?
Baseball. So I mean, this is a used baseball.
Yeah.
You see, I mean, it's all scuffed up, and he signed it, and it's all yellowed and everything like that. So this is, I mean, it's legitimate.
Have you caught him playing with it yet? Like out in the street,
like Sandlot.
You like in the movie Sandlot? Yeah. I told him, you touch this, you'll hang by the toe.
At any point, were you about to sign just a regular baseball and just hand that over? if you couldn't find it? Would you have done that?
Okay, we
I
got
did that
a couple
for my daughter.
That. Oh, you did?
Yeah,
what if she's listening?
No, she knows now. Yeah. Oh. She would flat out ask me to do it. She goes, Mommy, will you sign this baseball? I'm like, what? Sign it Babe Ruth. And I would just do it for her because she just wanted an autographed baseball. She didn't understand.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So she didn't care.
You may have bought Kelly Raspberry's old baseball.
What am I thinking?
Yeah, she didn't care. She was so young.
Oh.
It was a lot of money, wasn't it, the ball?
I guess she saw some movie that had that in there.
And then you figure it's our only grandson. So then you start rationalizing. It makes no sense.
But you like memorabilia. Because we've talked about this before, since you're a huge Elvis fan, you've bought some Elvis memorabilia.
Well, I bought Gracie Mansion and
bought a plane.
Yeah,
bought a plane.
It
doesn't work.
We painted our Cadillac gold.
What is your coolest piece of memorabilia you bought for yourself? Or do you think it's the baseball?
Yeah, from now it's probably. I'd have to say now it's the Babe Ruth.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Yeah.
And I do have one signed by, I'm a diehard Yankee fan, which I shouldn't say here in Dallas, but the 61 Yankees, they all signed it. And I have a picture. I went to these dream camps.
Uh-huh.
Baseball fans would know what this is. This is where you get to sign up, and for 1 week you go and play baseball with all the old-timers.
Whoa.
So, and I would always go to the Yankee Dream Camp. And I did this when I was in my 50s. You know, it is for older people because it's expensive or whatever. But I went when there was Mickey Mantle, Whitey Ford, Yogi Berra, whatever, and it was just unbelievable. So I have all these pictures of, like, Mickey Mantle, Whitey Ford, and myself standing there on the mound.
Wow.
You're with them for a whole week.
Yeah.
And so that was exciting.
Now, were you a big baseball player back in the day?
No. I mean, I wasn't good enough, but I loved the sport. Yeah. That was the way of how I got to be accepted in America as a little kid. I came over when I was 5 and I had a bloody British accent.
Oh.
And my parents would dress me the first day to school in what an English boy would wear to school.
Mm-hmm.
Which was my blue shorts, a jacket, a bow tie, a beret, and
little knee socks.
And this is in New York City. The kids beat the crap out of me and ripped my suit.
You did? First day of school, you got your butt kicked?
Butt kicked because I'm wearing a beret, knee socks, and I got a bloody British
Shout
accent.
Shout out.
And then the second day, and it just kept going on. Well, my mom's running out of sons, and I'm running out of suits. So mom goes up to David's apartment and says, what does Gerald have to do to be accepted here in America? You know, because he's scared to go to school. He gets beaten up all the time.
Aww.
So what she got out of that story, because we're in New York, and this is 1949, what she got out of it was boys in America love baseball, and particularly in New York, because back then we had the Yankees, the Dodgers, and the Giants. So baseball was everything to boys. And so we don't know anything about baseball. We never even heard the name in England. But she goes to Gertz, a department store in Queens, New York, and she buys me. She doesn't know. She says, I need baseball. She didn't speak English that well. I need baseball outfit. So it happened to be a Yankee baseball uniform. She says, Gerald, put this on. I didn't know. You put on what your mother says, and you go to school. Not one kid touched me. Because back in 1949, you had your own baseball uniform. This was big stuff. So every day to school in the first and second grade, Miss Leiter's class, I would wear my Yankee baseball uniform.
Nobody fought you. Nobody touched you.
And I became then I had to learn about baseball, became addicted to it. I mean,
And you swore right then and there you would never, ever, ever be around other people fighting ever again, Jerry Springer.
That's why I have such an aversion to fist
violence.
Right. Look at that. Jerry got beat up his first day of school because he was wearing those little cute little outfits they do anyway.
You had something.
But just like you.
I did too, Jerry.
You did?
So we moved here from Mexico, and I didn't speak English one bit.
And they beat you up?
And I bought some popcorn. It was 25 cents. And my parents moved into, like, the hood.
Yeah.
And I was wearing I went to a Catholic school in Mexico, so I was dressed the part. I had the hair parted. I had my sweater. Yeah. I looked all good. And these kids came up and just snatched my popcorn. And all I knew how to say was, it's my popcorn. Right?
My popcorn.
And as soon as I said, it's my popcorn, this kid just goes off and hits me in the face.
Was one of the guys named Trump?
It was!
Oh, there you go.
That was not the Donald. Jerry, will you stick around and do a little showbiz top five with us?
I am so here.
Yeah.
Jerry Springer live in studio, y'all.
Gerald Springer.
I'm sorry, Gerald.
Gerald
Springer.
Norman Springer.
Gerald Norman.
Norman Springer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got the middle name.
Now you got the middle name.
Yeah,
that's a man's name.
You know, you can't have a TV show where people are going, Gerald, Gerald, Gerald.
Or Norm.
Work.
Norm.
Norm. Norm.
Norm.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, it's time for Throwback Thursday, everyone.
Uh-huh.
So let me set this up for you. We had just returned from our Christmas vacation. Kelly had a mommy makeover during the holiday break.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
6, 7 years ago, right?
Six years ago, 7 years ago. Big Al had given the ladies on the show lingerie as a present.
Absolutely. Yeah.
After my mommy makeover, it was a little bit different. You know,
why do I not remember this?
Yeah, you swiftly threw it away in the trash.
Here, right?
And we were talking about the thank you notes that Kelly always writes when you get her a present.
I'll tell you one great thing about Kelly. When you do something nice for Kelly, do her a favor, give her a gift, any of those things, she will write you a thank you note.
Yours too? I got mine yesterday.
She will write you a thank you note out. And man, every time I get one, I think, that makes you look so good. I got to do more of that.
I say the same thing. Yeah. I never do it.
I suck at that.
Well, you know what?
I didn't get any other thank you cards from anybody.
I will say, it's just not. I mean, I got a couple of notes, JC and Jenna, as a matter of fact, when they gave me their Christmas presents, although Jenna's was, you know, speaking of a Christmas gift gone wrong.
Yeah.
It was a necklace that didn't fit over my head, speaking of my large head. But they both included these nice notes, and I saved those notes, and those meant more to me than the gift that came with them.
Nice.
I wrote you a note, too.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Apparently you didn't open it.
I never got it.
I got yours, JC.
I wrote you guys a nice note.
I wrote Al a note and Jen a note and you a note.
Thanks, JC.
I might have even wrote one for White Cheddar, but I don't know where I put it.
For the Christmas party, I wrote every single person a handwritten
note.
You wrote a lovely note,
and it touched me. I saved your note as well.
Al's was about his contract. His was a little different.
I can't believe Kelly wrote Al a thank you card for that lingerie.
Yeah, she did.
Well, and he came back
with a picture.
He came back and he gifted me with a real present because he knows me so well.
Yeah.
Oh, he did? That's nice.
Oh, Kelly,
all right, he's not great at it.
I messed it up again.
Was this a fail?
No, no, it's fine. I kept
it.
What did he get you? I didn't return it.
What did he get you?
Oh, if you don't like it, spill it.
Spill it, baby.
He got my daughter, actually, a really sweet little Hello Kitty purse.
We don't care about that. What did he get you?
A sweet little Hello Kitty purse.
That's what he got you.
I got both
and
of
my
them.
Daughter.
They don't match, but they're the same maker.
You got them both.
He got me a Hello Kitty purse because you know.
Hey, Paul Smith is hot right now.
I thought
fan I am of Hello Kitty.
Al, if you want to make up for that, the Victoria's Secret semi-annual sale started yesterday.
I know. Yeah. I thought it would be cool though for y'all to have the same.
So you give her like a teddy and a Hello Kitty purse.
Oh, Kelly,
what is she, 16?
Weird. I got Emma Kelly a present. Are you making her write thank you notes at age 4?
Yeah, actually, it was really great. Emma Kelly loves drawing pictures for people, and she knows how to write letters.
Yeah.
She doesn't write them in the right order, so it's really cute. She'll just place them, and she'll tell me exactly what she wants to say, and then I have to spell out each letter for her.
Okay.
And one of my friends got her a stationery kit so she can make stamps.
Nice.
Unfortunately, I haven't been able to sit down with her to do that.
Anyway.
We're doing that this week. So, but she really, kid went and got her a really, really nice present, and she loves it. And I said, well, let's just cut to the chase. Instead of having her write a note, I recorded her thank you to you.
No way.
That's cool.
This is it right here?
Yes, it is.
Should we say what it is, or does she say in there what the present is?
I think you can figure out what it is. If she doesn't make it clear, I'll clarify at the end.
Here's Emma Kelly.
So, Emma Kelly, who gave you this fabulous piano for Christmas?
Well, that's pretty obvious.
Yes.
You got her a piano?
Yeah, you can hear it. It's one of those
toddler ones.
It's a toddler piano.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It is nice though.
It's not the one I gave you, is it?
Huh?
It's not the one that I gave you for Christmas.
That's a short joke.
Oh, okay.
I gave you a piano for Christmas.
Oh no! You gave me a controller.
Yeah, that you hook up
keyboard
to your computer,
controller.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is a little kid's piano.
So Emma Kelly, who gave you this fabulous piano for Christmas?
Crid Craddock.
Oh, and what do you want to say to Crid Craddock for that piano?
Thank you.
Do you want to play him a song?
Yeah.
What song? Well, why don't you make one up? Because you're really good at piano.
Wait, I know. No. Crid Craddock is all. My mommy is so awesome. Thank you.
My mommy is so what?
My mommy's so awesome.
Oh.
Yeah. You cut it out.
I'm what?
You're Christmas-y. So Christmassy.
Yeah.
I'm Christmassy.
Yeah.
Kid is so silly. Kid is awesome. Kid is awesome. And thank you for my piano.
Oh.
And for that.
Oh, see, your parents moved in. Now she's talking like a hick. Kelly.
Isaac, I don't want you to ever get me another piano.
She doesn't want you to get her piano every day.
Oh, it turned. It turned.
She's so contradictory.
Thank you for the piano. Don't want you to.
Don't ever get me another one.
She's such a woman.
Yeah.
Goes right back. I love my ring. Don't ever buy me a ring.
She's so ambivalent.
Don't buy me another one.
Yeah, she's ambivalent.
Don't buy me another one.
She's terrified yet excited about her piano.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.